Good afternoon, everybody. I kind of feel like the little kid who is trying on his dad's clothes. You know, it's like, this is a little big and a little nice for us North Hills people. But we are so thankful for Brookwood. How kind of them. How gracious of them, and many of their workers, volunteers, other people giving of their afternoon. We are so thankful. So, before we watch the film, I want us to look at Psalm 107 for just a few minutes. Psalm 107. And let's think about this. It is easy to be near God's steadfast love and still not see it. It's easy to be near God's steadfast love and still not see it. We are like little kids, four-year-old at an Easter egg hunt. You ever done an Easter egg hunt with a four-year-old? And like the eggs are everywhere. How does that little guy not see that egg that he is about to step on, but he is still oblivious of the egg that is right in front of him? And we can be just like that regarding the steadfast love of the Lord. And so Psalm 107, 43, the end of the psalm says, "Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord." That word attend, whoever is wise, let him attend to these things, is the Hebrew word shamar, which is watch, sometimes translated guard. It's the same word that Adam was commanded in Genesis 2:15 to work and watch the garden. Same word in the next chapter that the cherubim was described with, and the flaming sword was placed at the edge of the garden in order to watch or guard the man who was made to exercise dominion, to watch over creation, suddenly needed because of sin to be watched. And that theme flows throughout the Bible. But in this passage, we are called to give attention to watch the steadfast love of the Lord. And the psalm begins, jump back up to the beginning of the psalm, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south." So his steadfast love, according to these verses, is eternal. It endures forever. It is global. He is expressing his steadfast love to people from the east to the west, from the north to the south. And it is seen against a backdrop of trouble. That word trouble appears again and again in this psalm. He gives us four examples of trouble. In verses 4 through 9, some are wandering. That is, they're finding no way, hungry, thirsty, lonely. In verses 10 through 16, some are laboring. That is, they're sitting in darkness, imprisoned, addicted, helpless. In verses 17 through 22, some are suffering because of their own iniquities, miserable, hating any kind of food. And then finally, verses 23 to 32, some were floundering. The story that's told is they were conducting business on the sea. The storm arose, their courage disappeared, and they came to their wits' end. Their wisdom and capacities all dissipated in the face of these overwhelming circumstances. Yet in each of these desperate situations, The one in trouble did the same thing. Notice verse 8. Verse 6. They cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. And that is verse 6, 13, 19, 28. Same thing. Each one of those scenarios, they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. And in each time, we are invited to give thanks. Verse 8, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Verse 8, 15, 21, and 31. Same thing. The conclusion is in verse 33. He turns rivers into desert. Verse 35, he turns desert into pools of water. His love is not weak. It brings about dramatic reversals between very dry places becoming very flourishing places and very verdant places becoming deserts. So maybe this is why we are often like this four-year-old who is right before the egg and can't find it. The steadfast love of the Lord is all around us, but we're missing it. Perhaps it's because trouble can turn us to our own resources and blind us to his love. So that's why at the end of the psalm, he says, verse 43 again, whoever is wise, let him individually attend to these things. Let them, plural, collectively consider the steadfast love of the Lord. In other words, don't take it for granted. Don't miss it. Both individually, give attention to it. Collectively, don't miss it. When we walk through fiery trials, it is easy to miss the steadfast love of the Lord. When we watch the news night after night, it's easy to miss the steadfast love of the Lord. And this is one of the reasons Tim Cassie and Pete Hansen, we can say thank you to them, because they have given us a great gift today. We get the opportunity this afternoon to practice verse 43. To do just what it says. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let him consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Because God is redeeming people from the east to the west, from the north and the south. And he doesn't want us to miss his steadfast love, even in hard places, even in difficult circumstances. And Tim and Pete have put together this film in the Middle East to help us live out this passage as we pray for our brothers and sisters, as we give glory to God whose steadfast love endures forever, everywhere, even in the hardest of places. So I think your hearts are going to be blessed. Our minds are going to be stirred, and I've asked Tim to come and pray for us that our hearts would be ready for what God has for us this afternoon. Tim, thank you.